This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. The 8th annual Attack of the Killer Tomato Festival kicks off this Sunday in Atlanta, and no, it is not the B-movie spoof.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. They'll beat you, bash you, squish you, mess you, chew you up for brunch, and finish you off for dinner or lunch.
This one-day event not only does not have violent vegetables, but it also offers tomato-based treats and drinks from dozens of chefs, and the proceeds go to support Georgia Organics. Here to tell us more about tomatoes in general and how you use them is Drew Boleyn. He's the culinary vice president of Ford Fry and executive chef of Number 246 in Decatur. Ford Fry actually hosts this festival. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why an attack, why a killer tomato festival?
We wanted to get involved with Georgia Organics and raise some money for them, and it just happened to be the summertime, and we all had all of these amazing tomatoes kind of sitting around the kitchen. So the first kind of attack of the Killer Tomato Festival was born. It's amazing kind of what it's grown into over the past 8 years. It started, it was just a few hundred people around that the area on the west side where Bacchanalia and right. JCT is in that little courtyard, and just a few chefs kind of helping out, and now it's grown to, I think, over 40 or 50 chefs and mixologists from around the city.
You don't grow tomatoes, your own?
Yeah, you know, no. There's a lot of farmers around town that grow a lot of tomatoes for us. So I got
I think
a nice
we have
bigger
one
garden,
of them.
But...
I think we have one. I'm on the line. Hello?
Yes, good morning. This is Farmer Cass.
And you grow right. tomatoes?
I do.
How many tomatoes do you think you grow in a season?
It varies. It just depends on how many plants I do. In the past, I've done as many as 2,500 plants. Last year, I think it was up about 450 plants.
Well, when people say that tomatoes grow well here in Georgia, now look, I have like 5 tomato plants on my front porch, and I shouldn't have planted 5 because they grow so quickly here that I am now giving tomatoes away on almost a daily basis. But what do we mean when we say they grow well? Are we talking about how quickly they grow, or are we talking about taste?
Tomatoes do grow well in Georgia. For the most part, this year, I would have to disagree with a few others that say that they're doing well on their tomatoes, because a lot of us farmers who communicate daily and weekly are all doing poorly on tomatoes this year for a couple of reasons. One is that it's just way, way, way too hot. 95 to 105 degrees out here in the country every day is not good for tomato plants.
But Drew, let me ask you the same question about taste. It's fair to say that the tomatoes that most people will buy in the grocery store are not as good tasting as something that is grown from the seed at an organic farm or something that they're growing in their own pot. Is that fair?
Absolutely. There's no character. The stuff that you're getting in the supermarket, there's no flavor. They're growing those tomatoes. Basically, they're mass producing those tomatoes so that they can pack them and ship them.
And to grow
and
as big as they can.
They grow them. They make them look bright red on the outside. They're kind of white and no
waxy
soul on the inside. And there's just something about those tomatoes that haven't been refrigerated yet, and they're coming in, and they're still
and
warm
they're
from the sun, and they're
still
picked while they're ripe, and they're not going to travel very well. They're not going to last very long. You know, to me, a tomato should be so delicious. It's just a little bit of salt on top, and that's really all you need.
So I've been making a lot of salsa because I have a ton of tomatoes this
yes.
season. What else can I do with my tomatoes that may be unexpected, other than tomato sauce, all the things that we would normally make?
I am married to my wife right now. True story. I'm not making this up because I'm on the radio. Married to my wife over a tomato sandwich that I used to make her every day at Bacchanalia. When I used to work for a lady, Annie Quattrano, over at Bacchanalia on the west side here. I was a sous chef at Bacchanalia, and every day her husband, Clifford, would grow these tomatoes out at their farm, and he'd bring them in, and I'd slice tomatoes, and we'd take this really beautiful warm loaf of sourdough that the baker, she's still over there, Dorothy, she would make it come out of the oven basically the same time Clifford was walking in the back door with the tomatoes, and I would make this aioli with Annie's, or a mayonnaise basically, with farm egg yolks from Annie's chickens out there, and we just throw a little bit of garlic into it and a little bit of salt and a squeeze of lemon. And just smear that
and
on the bread.
And you wooed your wife with tomato sandwiches.
Every day
Farmer
I made her
Cass,
a tomato sandwich.
Do you eat tomato sandwiches?
Absolutely. If you're not eating a tomato sandwich, there's something wrong with you.
Do you use butter or mayo?
Dukes.
Dukes. Good man.
Okay. Well, this is for our listeners as well. Is the classic tomato sandwich made with butter or mayo? Because people can throw down over that particular question. But let me go back to that initial question of, okay, let's say we've had enough tomato sandwiches. Yeah. What else do I do with it?
My favorite way to do it. So one of my favorite things to do, absolute favorite ways to use tomatoes, and it's really, really simple. To get your cherry tomatoes, the Sun Golds are my favorite. I hit them with toss them in a bowl with some really good olive oil, some really good sea salt, a really nice twist of fresh cracked pepper. I go out to my herb garden, I pick some thyme, I pick some basil, I kind of, just the whole stem, everything, just throw it on in there, smash a couple cloves of garlic, toss it all together, and I'm putting a healthy amount of olive oil, because what I'm doing is I'm basically making a salad dressing or some sort of vinaigrette with these tomatoes. And so let's say for 1 pound of the Sun Golds, I'm going to use maybe almost a cup of really good olive oil. And I'm going to toss all that together. I'm going to put it on a little baking sheet tray, and I'm going to throw it in the oven at 300 degrees, and I'm going to slow roast these tomatoes for an hour and a half. And they're just going to kind of wilt down and get a little bit caramely on top, but they're not cooked all the way. And what these tomatoes are doing when they're really juicy and at the peak of the season is they're releasing all of that moisture into the olive oil. And so they're making this vinaigrette with all of that acids kind of concentrating that's naturally in there, and you're sort of developing the sugars. These tomatoes that are already sweet, delicious to eat on their own, you cook them a little bit, and those sugars sort of develop and caramelize in there. Hey, I'm cooking these for about an hour, and then I'll hit it with just a little bit of lemon juice at the end, and I let it cool down to room temperature. And you can use that on anything. I'll take that, and I'll finish risottos with it. Or I'll take it, and I'll toss it on some arugula and some nice greens from the garden if you still have some arugula kind of growing in the shade in the garden. Take it on a grilled steak and just smother your grilled steak with it. You can do whatever you want to do with this stuff, pork chop, anything. But it's just so great because you've really developed the acids and the sugars and the tomatoes.
What I mean, during the 8 years of this festival, have you seen things done with tomatoes that really surprised you?
Yeah, and every year we try to take it further. But you know, one of my favorite things in the earlier years with the tomatoes, there were a couple of different things. There was I think it was Morelli's ice cream did a tomato ice cream. I think that won the festival. It might have been 2 or 3 years ago. They just did this tomato ice cream with sea salt and olive oil in it. It was fantastic.
Did it just taste like frozen tomato soup or?
No. It just had this really nice richness and just the really balance with the sweetness and the acid from the tomatoes. It was fantastic. I always look out. Somebody's doing ice cream every year at the Tomato Fest, and that's always kind of one of my go-tos. And then these little frozen push pops. I guess it's basically I like the cold preparations because it's about 105 degrees out whenever we decide to have the tomato festival in the middle of the day on a Sunday. So I kind of always lean towards the cold preparations. And then the mixologists, they have a blast with it too. You know, another great preparation is to take these really beautiful ripe tomatoes they'll basically puree them and then hang it in cheesecloth and all the water from the tomato drips out. So you have this concentrated clear liquid and they'll do something interesting with all the different
beyond the Bloody Mary.
Beyond the Bloody Mary, exactly. That's perfect.
So, Farmer Cass, if you are a completely amateur grower that just has a small space to put some things in a pot, what kind of things can you grow fairly easily in Georgia that an amateur might be able to pick up without killing them?
Well, let me just first say that after listening to Chef Drew talk about all the preparation of that food, I'm trying to find something to get the drool off the front of my shirt.
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
Right now, cucumbers are doing really well. It's been very warm. I've got irrigation. They're growing like weeds. I'm getting more production off of cucumbers than I've ever had in my life. You're talking about other plants besides tomatoes.
Yeah, things that are forgiving. Like if somebody is traveling for a day or forgets to water for a day or whatever, are there plants that are sort of more forgiving to the hobbyist?
Absolutely. Okra is not a big water hog. You can water okra once a week or once every 10 days or once every 2 weeks, and it still keeps coming like crazy.
And Drew, okra goes really well with tomatoes.
Certainly does. Fried okra and sliced tomatoes with salt. Perfect little southern dish right there.
What about fried green tomatoes? Is a good fried green tomato made with cornmeal or flour?
Ooh. Okay, so that's a great question because I do a mix of both.
Oh, you mix them together.
So I do almost 2 parts flour to 1 part cornmeal with about a half a part cornstarch in there. And then we have my favorite spice mix is we have this JCT chicken for our fried chicken, our spice mix. It's basically just a lot of garlic powder and onion powder and some paprika and all that good stuff. And that kind of gets mixed in too. And then they sit in buttermilk for a while into the cornmeal flour mixture with the cornstarch. The cornstarch helps it get extra crispy on the outside. It just wicks away a little bit of that moisture and just kind of hardens up the shell just a touch more. So yes, I do a mixture of both.
Yeah, I'm going to need to go to lunch after this. Farmer Cass, any more any tips for the hobbyist tomato grower on how to take really good care of their tomatoes?
Well, if you're growing tomatoes, what they call a patio tomato in a pot on the deck or on the patio, make sure that it has enough sunlight during the day, at least 8 hours, if not 10, so that it's not shaded by a wall or a privacy fence or a tree that, you know, where the sun hits the midpoint of the day and then it's in shade, because the hottest temperatures of the day with that sunlight are what get these tomatoes growing. Keep your tomato watered. Don't overwater it. You're going to make really soft, gooey tomatoes on the inside that a lot of times will just blow up if you're watering it too much. And it's not great for the plant either. And then watch for bugs. If the bugs start hitting the plants, there's a couple of things you can do. One of the things that my grandmother used to do years ago is just take some, like, Dawn dishwashing soap, just a couple of dots, put it in some water, put it in a spray bottle and spray it on the plant, and the bugs will disappear.
Huh.
It's pretty neat.
And so, Drew, now for the hobbyist, for the tomato, what's the easiest tomato preparation? Is it the standard tomato sandwich?
I mean, the easiest, purest way that we do it at 246, we're doing it right now, is... we just take a bunch of different varieties of different colors, sliced olive oil, good olive oil. There's this fantastic, it's a Georgia olive oil. I think you can actually pick it up at Whole Foods. Olive oil, great sea salt, Maldon salt, black pepper, and some torn basil out of the garden.
Slice up your tomato
and eat
it.
Slice tomatoes and kind of go for it.
Do you ever grab a tomato and eat it like an apple?
Yes. Sometimes it gets a little messy.
Yeah, you need a napkin or tuck it into your shirt. Drew Boleen is the culinary vice president of Ford Fry and executive chef of number 246 in Decatur. Drew, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
And expert advice from Farmer Cass. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. The 8th annual Attack of the Killer Tomato Festival is this Sunday night at Park Tavern in Atlanta. Proceeds from that event will go to support Georgia Organics. You can get more information at gpbnews.org.